AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Internet pioneer Yahoo's been hacked again.
Yahoo says it's discovered that 3 years ago, hackers stole data from a billion accounts. The August 2013 breach is distinct from a break-in it disclosed in September, when a half billion accounts were compromised in 2014. The stolen data includes email addresses, telephone numbers, and dates of birth. Yahoo says it doesn't have any reason to think bank account information or payment data were stolen. They're stored in a separate system. Verizon has agreed to pay $4.8 billion to buy the struggling internet pioneer. It's not clear how the new revelations might affect that deal. Warren Levinson, New York.
Will Donaldson, CEO of Numix, says even though Yahoo says no payment information was taken, that won't stop hackers from using the account holder's personal information to gain access into other accounts.
Being able to access that information is probably what's most critical, because it's a stepping stone into other sites. So even if that person doesn't keep their financial information or medical information online, by having the credentials and logging in, it's easy to spoof that person. It's easy to act as that person.
President-elect Donald Trump has been huddling with Silicon Valley executives. Many of the titans of tech were staunch opponents during the campaign, but Trump is telling them he's on their side.
If the president-elect harbored any grudges, he didn't show it. Seated at the table with Tesla's Elon Musk, Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg, and other tech execs.
This is a truly amazing group of people.
And he told them his goal in office will be to help them continue designing and making world-beating products.
We want you to keep going with the incredible innovation.
That includes, he says, trade deals that help them compete in foreign markets. Among the many policy disputes Silicon Valley had with Trump during the campaign was over his vivid denunciations of free trade pacts as a betrayal of American workers. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Fed raised a key interest rate today. This is AP Radio News. Closing arguments come tomorrow in the church massacre trial against Dylann Roof in Charleston, South Carolina. AP correspondent Jeffrey Collins reports the prosecution closed today with two witnesses to that terrible night last June.
The first was a pathologist who did the autopsies on the nine victims, determined that they were all shot at least five times. One was shot 10 times. The final witness was Polly Shepard, the survivor that Dylann Roof intentionally left behind. The first half of her testimony is recalling things about the nine people who were killed, and the second half was recalling the night of the shooting, which included her 911 call that she made after Roof spared her life.
Please answer.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Please, Emmanuel Church, there's plenty of people shot down here. Please send somebody right away.
Emmanuel Church?
Emmanuel, Amy, 110 Calhoun.
And there's people shot?
Yeah, he shot the pastor. He shot all the men in the church. Please come right away.
I'm Ross Simpson.